Situated in Karnes County, 60 miles southeast of San Antonio, sits the 29-acre Karnes County Residential Center. Previously, it was called the Karnes County Civil Detention Center that housed males apprehended at the border. Now, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has altered the facility entirely to house women and children. Enrique Lucero is the director of the San Antonio ICE Field Office.
The Karnes County Residential Center is the first facility constructed with ICE new civil detention reforms in mind. It allows ICE detainees the freedom of movement, recreational opportunities, consular visitation, while maintaining a safe and secure environment for both the residents and the staff. I'm pretty sure you will agree this is nothing like you've seen before.
The center resembles a college dormitory, but has the security of a detention facility. At capacity, it can hold 530 women and children. On the side of the complex is a large concourse called the Sallyport. The words welcome and bienvenidos are written on the wall above a door. Inside, the intake center resembles a doctor's waiting room with a series of desks in the center and smaller rooms filled with children's toys and the walls painted with animal caricatures and televisions playing children's shows. In this area, the women and children are processed, allowed to take showers, and are given six new sets of clothes.
There will be a Know Your Rights presentation taking place so that residents know their rights as far as immigration rights, their bond rights, their asylum rights. Those will be playing in both English and Spanish language.
There are signs everywhere that officials are trying to make this more of a residential center versus detention. Even the words detention were erased from the outdoor sign on the front of the building. Lucero says all the women and children brought here will be referred to as residents instead of detainees.
Traditionally, you hear as the staff being called guards. Here they are called resident advisors.
Down the hall, they're given medical exams, including physical, dental, optical, and tuberculosis screenings. Lucero says that minors under 18 will be seen within 24 hours by a doctor. Adults will be seen within 7 days.
Generally, that full physical exam happens 14 days within an intake. So there's much more time sensitive for the population that will be in this facility.
Around the residents' living area are two courtyards. One will be filled with playground equipment, and the other has a soccer field. It's surrounded by the individual residents' rooms, classrooms, a cafeteria, library, a gymnasium, and even a salon.
The residents here have access to this area with freedom of movement from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, freedom of movement. They don't have to be escorted. They can walk in and out of their suites. They can walk in and out of the day rooms.
The residents are provided with phone cards that can be reloaded by family members and have internet access through the library, but are blocked from social media websites like Facebook and Twitter. The cafeteria serves 3 meals per day, and residents over the age of 18 can work either in the cafeteria or in the adjacent beauty salon for $3 per day.
During that time they were working, their children will be provided with childcare by a resident advisor.
The children of school age will be provided an education through a San Antonio charter school. In a room close to the library, the women will be able to have video conferences with ICE officials. And while there's a courtroom on site, there's no judge set to be there at this time. The living suites can hold up to 8 people in bunk beds and have private bathrooms.
There may be only one family in a suite. There may be 2 families on the suite. It's really going to depend on the family, how many children, the makeup of those children, the gender of those children.
Lucero says he isn't sure how long a resident will stay at the facility, but through his office, the average length of stay for most people is about 20 days before being released or removed. The center is expected to begin taking detainees this month. The cost to run the facility is around $140 per resident per day. In Karnes County, Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.